Now, something quite fascinating, and look, it doesn't matter what generation you are. Some of us actually grew up with the show Flipper, where there was a dolphin and the dolphin had human qualities and the people who had the dolphin communicated with it. And I think anyone who's seen the show would remember the sound of the dolphin. And they would then have an idea of what the dolphin was saying. Now, that, I think we've always assumed, is quite far-fetched, but we do know that dolphins are highly intelligent, that they can communicate. And my next guest is someone who's spent literally decades working on the interaction between dolphins and humans. And she's been involved in a fascinating exercise, which was done only in December, where they took a boat out in Port Stephens. This is just to the north of Sydney. And what they were doing was playing music and seeing how the dolphins interacted. And it was quite remarkable because things like the flute and the piccolo and wood recorders, the higher pitched sounds, seemed to attract them and they were relating to that music. But let's go to our guest, Dr. Olivia de Bergerac, who is a dolphin expert, who spent a lot of time researching all of this. Olivia, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Now, thank you've been doing this for decades. I did mention the flipper thing. I suppose I've got to start off with that. That sound we played, is that what dolphins actually sound like?
It's one of them. You know, it's an echolocation sound. So it's when they click and they scan you and they can see through you. So, for example, when I was pregnant, they could see my baby. So they were coming around me with their own babies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like an ultrasound or a sonar for a Navy boat, but much more sophisticated. They see in 3Ds and, they can scan us.
So they were scanning you and they knew there was a baby and they were bringing in the water, and they were bringing theirs to you.
That's right. That was amazing. And so that click exists, but they have another sound, which is high pitch, and that's when they talk to each other. You know, one is to scan and one is to send information.
Right. Okay.
And when they send the information, they receive it in their melon, which is the front head, and they see a hologram. You know, it's not if they send a sound saying, okay, there is a shark, all the other dolphins around will see a picture of the shark. So they communicate all the time between each other. They share information. And they caress each other all the time. So they're always in contact and they care for each other.
How did this start, this interest in this?
Okay. So I was born in the south of France, in Antibes, and I had the privilege to have a big brother who was in love with the ocean. And he took me to swim with dolphins. And then he joined Cousteau, you know, the French explorer, the first one who started to film under the sea. And so I love studying, so I did a lot of study, and I have 5 degrees, but I studied psychology. But when I went to see my brothers on Easter Island years ago, I realized that I needed to live by the sea. So instead of Paris, London, or the States, I said, I want my island, and I chose Australia. When I came to Australia, I was working at Sydney Uni, and one day I was swimming and the dolphins came around me and I realized anything I've studied is nothing compared to this amazing feeling and state you go in when you swim with them. So I wanted to do a research which was more than, you know, I feel good. I wanted to analyze the brainwave of the human when they swim and also their heart rhythm. And when I research, I take people with me, and I may have depressed people, addicted people, and also people who just love dolphins. And I just documented what they feel after, what they see, the transformation, you know. I had people, you know, from autistic who get out of it. And then 20 years ago...
So just pull up there if you don't mind. So swimming with dolphins has this extraordinary impact on people.
Transformation, yeah. And I can explain why, you know, scientifically. Our brainwave is very fast, as you can see, my speed of talking. Anyway, we go fast. We are in beta, which is a very good brainwave for action, but we have problem to slow down, you know, to really relax. And that's why people take drugs or alcohol or cigarettes or anything to slow down because it's hard. When we are born, we are slow. The kids are in theta, which is a very good brainwave, the same as the dolphins. When we are with them, they help us to go back to theta because of the sound they send you. It's exactly the sound you hear when you were in your mummy.
You're suggesting, and this music, I just want to play a bit of this with this underwater microphone, which is called the hydrophone, and the sounds that have been picked up. And so Sally Walker, who plays the flute, she's from the Australian National University School of Music. So she was on this boat with you at Port Stephens. She played the flute, and then the dolphins approached the boat.
The dolphin came. They often came to the boat, but in this case, they stay under Sally for a long time, you know? That was the thing. And we were recording their sound in the same time. So we have Sally playing plus the dolphin responding. In a way, that's what we are exploring. You know, this is the first trip. We're going to do many of them to really understand what's happening.
So do you think there's a, well, you obviously do, there's a massive complexity within those dolphins and that we may be able to communicate with them perhaps one day in a very sophisticated way?
That's right. John Lilly was a very good scientist in America. We used to teach dolphins to speak English, you know, and he could, but they were in captivity, you know.
Yes.
I'm not for captivities. I think it's much better to learn their own language, which is sound, and playing music.
Yeah, so we've only scratched the surface, you think?
Yeah, it's exciting because it's like we know they are highly intelligent. All the trainer, you know, even Flipper. I know the trainer of Flipper, you know.
Oh, really?
A good
okay.
Friend. Yeah, because all the dolphin people meet. Anyway, so he was with us, and he was telling us, first of all, they had six flippers. Okay, I don't want to hurt you, but they dive quickly in captivity. Mm. So they had six instead of one. And he was saying that all trainers tell you, we don't train the dolphin. The dolphin train us.
Right. Okay.
So that's how they are. And you need to know that at the end of his training with Flipper, he decided to stop captivity and he learned the captive dolphins to get up and to learn again to be free. But to go back quickly to the brain, the key things, we have three brains. We have a reptilian brain, the first one, the same we share with reptilian. We have an emotional brain, it's mammifer, you know, mammals. Very emotional, very negative often. As soon as you are negative, you activate the flight freeze reflex, survival. The dolphins, they use the neocortex. The neocortex, we do have it. But when you are in survival mode, this neocortex switch off. That's why great people might say stupid things because once they're angry or they switch off, the intelligence is gone. All the beauty of human, you know, intuition, inspiration, problem solving is gone. So the dolphins are, they access it all the time. What do? They learn to play. They learn to care for each other. They are not killing or, you know, destroying the environment. In terms of intelligence, if you look at this criteria, we can maybe learn from them. And communicating with them would be an amazing breakthrough.
I suppose from your point of view, you count the minutes till you get back into the water with the dolphins.
I go every day in the water, 6 o'clock in Mossman in Sydney.
Oh, right, okay.
And I can tell you the last swim I had, that dolphin gave me a plastic cup.
Really?
Yes, that dolphin found a plastic cup and gave it to me. And I can tell you that's a message.
Well, can we keep in touch with you when you get
anytime
as the breakthroughs
you come on the boat?
Fender might well do that. Thank you very much for your time tonight. Thank you.
Sorry.
Very interesting. Thank you.
Bye.